How big were was Spiller today in general, and then especially when you're down 7-0 for him to immediately pop that 60-yarder to put it back to 7-7?
It was really big, and just kind of, like I say, every week goes back to the work he puts in practice and just understanding, you know, what gaps might be there against what certain teams and, you know, understanding different fronts. So it's really good to see him, you know, and some of those other freshmen continue to grow each and every week.
Questions? The left side to Mark.
Kellen, the running game has gotten progressively better each of the last 3 weeks. How good does it feel from your perspective to see things starting to click up front like that?
It's really good, and, you know, it makes the passing game a lot easier. And so something that you kind of notice is when the running game was going a lot better, you know, passing percentages and, you know, easier throws are able to be made. So, you know, something that we wish we could have gone to a little bit earlier in the year and got going. But, you know, I like where we're at right now, and this run game is, you know, I look forward to continue to push even further.
Stay on the left, Olin.
Yeah, Kellen, did the game plan call for you to have a lessen role, or you know, less of a role in the running game? And secondly, do you just look for when y'all get close? Do you just look for Jalen now?
Well, for the first one, there were still zone reads, but you know, last week a lot of those ends were crashing, and so this week now against UTSA, they weren't really crashing as much, so. That's why Isaiah was able to get some of those pretty big gaps. And for Jalen, you know, he's a big red zone target. And, you know, last year even getting Chase going in the red zone, just such a big body and, you know, feel like he's a big mismatch. So I feel really comfortable with Jalen and, you know, the progress that he's made so far. And, you know, I look for that, you know, relationship between us to continue to grow.
Go back to TV Row to Mike.
Kellen, last week one of your touchdown passes put you fourth all-time in A&M history for most touchdown passes. Today you passed the, I think, fifth in all-time passing yards. Do those records mean anything to you?
Yeah, you know, every record is big for me. And but, you know, a lot of times, you know, I don't really take it as an individual record. You know, it goes back to the work that my team has put in. And, you know, I can't really do anything without my offensive line, my running backs, and my receivers, you know, making plays. And also the defense getting the ball back to me. So, you know, even though my name's on the record, it's pretty much a team record to me.
Right in front, Travis.
What kind of work has Isaiah put into protecting the ball, not fumbling it, and how much of that has equated to his success?
I mean, his week's kind of been similar, you know, nothing really, you know, certain type of work, but, you know, obviously he doesn't try to fumble, but just something that he progressed on in practice and just understanding different gaps and, you know, getting down lower sometimes, you know, when guys are getting a little bit closer. So nothing too in particular, but just, you know, just trusting his offensive line better and, you know, hitting the hole a little bit harder.
Go to Justin on the left side and we'll finish with Daryl.
Kellen, what'd you make of the slow start, go 3-and-out, and then UTSA goes on scores, and then obviously you get control of the game. What'd you make of the slow start, and what do you think got you guys going?
I mean, we've had 3-and-outs before, and it just happened to be that first one, and then they go down and score. So just like every single game, we're going to take it one drive at a time, one play at a time. And Isaiah was able to pop a big one, and then, you know, we were able to go up 14-7 and then 21-7 right before the half. So, you know, we just like to take it one play at a time and just focus on what we got to do exactly that play.
Finish with Daryl in the back.
Kellen, can you talk about going into the bye week and just where you guys are at and what you kind of hope to accomplish, you know, before you've got South Carolina to come in here in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like as a team and me individually, I feel really comfortable at where we're at. You know, obviously there's some stuff that we need to clean up. We're not perfect, but, you know, I like where we're at. And, you know, I look forward to this bye week, getting our minds, getting our body right, and continue to progress on to South Carolina.